Yep, let's do it. All right, everybody, welcome to our study session tonight and our regular meeting later tonight. We're going to go ahead and begin. We recognize all the board members who are here tonight. We do excuse Nancy and Joyce. We're waiting to see if Joyce is going to be dialed in. So we'll watch. Each of you watch your phones in case she doesn't text me and she texts one of you. So we were under the impression that she might do that. So Nancy is out of the state on the East Coast, so we have had the board packet here for a number of days to review and look at. It's about 100 pages to review here.
104.
104. questions that have come up as it relates to the consent calendar. I sent a few questions, and so I can jump to those. I don't know if everybody got a chance to see those. I got them out kind of late. So I don't think we have Ken in here. So Zane, I recall when we discussed the getting new food trucks, food services truck, that we were just picking up two vans, not four. When we talked about how we wanted to get moving on this for the budget, for the budget we have remaining that we needed to spend there. But we were moving forward based on, we're just going to do the two, which was going to exceed the normal $30,000 to $35,000 the board has to approve, and this actually has four vans listed. And so I just wanted to understand why the change.
I haven't talked to Ken about that, so maybe between now and regular meeting I will get some feedback from him.
Okay. And then can you share what's done with the older vans to offset the cost?
So they get surplus. Typically what they do in the household. But I don't know, I really haven't had that discussion with Ken about what he plans to do. He plans on surplusing them. Normally that's what we'll do. If there are other needs around the district, perhaps we'll hang on to them. I just don't know the answer.
Do I have a poor memory, or is that what you guys remember?
It seems like I remember.
I was trying to remember, and I couldn't.
The dialogue we had looked, or were discussing potentially doing what Tooele School District has done, and this would not affect.
We're still planning to do that. We have a need to, let's say it this way, food services has more money in their budget than what they should have. And we do have a need for these vans, and so rather than wait, we'll buy them now. It sounds ironic that if we have more than 3 months of a carryover in that fund at the end of the school year.
How many are there if we did purchase the four? How many would that put in the fleet?
I don't know the answer.
Come on, Zane, you've got to be the one.
So I need to talk to Ken. I haven't seen Ken for 2 weeks, so.
Okay.
Because I know they need a need base off the summer launch, and that's what the point is.
I can find out.
Okay. Let me move on down through some of these here. I was just curious, so the internet usage policy. Let's see. Chad, did you help with this policy? I can't remember. I was just curious, with the signing of a new policy like that, when we roll something out like that, I would normally think that this is something we'd have all new employees sign the date of hire, but how does it get signed? I mean, does it just, they get it in their email and say sign it by the end of the month? How does that work?
New employees or all employees?
Well, my question was new, current and new.
So
I made an assumption that I'm just saying a new employee would probably have it in their paperwork.
Yeah, the new employees will be part of kind of the, we've kind of got a new HR system that will, they'll do a lot of their paperwork through that electronic system of electronic signing the documents. Through all employees, I think we're still kind of working through those fine details, but it'll take some coordination. We're working with, each school will have a data steward, and we're kind of thinking that we would work through them a little bit We're going to be holding our level 3 data governance training on Monday with administrators and instructional coaches. But it will be part of a concerted effort. It would be like an electronic email out and then the collection back.
Okay.
Working with Jessica to see if for existing employees that HR system could also work as opposed to just for new hires as well.
Yeah. So on right after that policy, there's also an additional policy for students and their parents to sign. And I'm curious, number one, one of those things I called out specifically, keeping kids off social media. I kind of laughed when I read that. I'm like, how do we do that other than just them signing a silly paper? That's what they'll think it is. And how are we going to have parents involved with it at that level?
I'll address that. So we'll put a firewall rule in there to block those sites because we can't control the content on those. So with SIPA and FERPA and all other fun stuff, we gotta just block them all. And as they come up, even sites like texting apps like GroupMe, we have blocked those also because there's no way to control the content on those.
The way the policy is written, it kind of sounds like it's an on your honor. It doesn't say that the actual will be blocked.
We left it vague in the policy so we can define the exact sites and the procedure. And so like Facebook obviously is defined as social media. So if an app or a website is social media, we can block that.
Okay, and then moms and dads that are asked to sign this document too, is it just get pushed out over email or just get when kids enroll in school? And lots of times it says it may vary from class to class. And so our teachers responsible and our parents responsible sign a document for every class their child is enrolled in.
This has been integrated into the online registration process.
Okay.
So they would review it and sign it then.
Okay.
Board president, just really quick, just I'm texting back and forth with Ken, and he says four masks, not two. Mm. So,
can you ask him were two proposed? That's what I remember.
I've been having the same conversation, so.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Join it. You like that?
Because remember we talked about that. It was just a little bit over the threshold of the two vans. And so now we're looking at 400,000, and so that's significantly higher than the threshold. I'm just curious why that changed. We'll get to it.
Yeah.
So this is just, you know, reading over all the student fees, possible changes. Jennifer, I know you've got some questions on this too. Just curious, what kind of feedback did we get from secondary administrators? Surely the conversation has been going on regarding fundraising. We've asked for that. And so I'm just curious, how did secondary administrators weigh in on this new student fee policy?
Well, I can tell you what I have heard, and they were given the opportunity to give input. My belief is that, per their statements, that they don't think it will change things very much, is that they are still, you know, kind of navigating the full impact that it could have. And Zane and I have had some conversations about the fact that there are some layers there still to uncover in terms of their own practice at their schools, but they are not concerned and feel very confident that they can do their due diligence, but we are still uncovering what the full impact would be. So they've looked at it and they kind of read it and said, you know, I don't see that as vastly different. And yet it is becoming a conversation tool around various topics as they come up related to then what would implementation really look like. I don't know if that wasn't very succinct, I apologize.
Zane, do you have any feedback on the student fees?
We have very little, and that's part of the concern.
Yeah.
And in fact, I don't know as we've got any from any principals per se. Got a little feedback from the athletic department that I'm taking into consideration. There are other issues like what about online funding and fundraising and all of that stuff that really aren't addressed the thing. So that's primarily why we didn't bring it forward for a second reading, because we still feel like we need to do some deeper digging before we bring it to you again, mm-hmm. so that we can address some of these other issues.
Per a few of those conversations, Dale Wilkinson has advised that he and his colleagues read it together and have some conversations about next steps so that they can get more.
Yeah, we haven't had the meeting, obviously, but we thought it would be a good idea to get at least all the secondary principals together in a room to get us and go through it and say, hey, practically speaking, how is this going to work?
Would athletic directors, I would hope, would be there as well.
Yeah.
And maybe random coaches. Because sometimes the water doesn't get to the end of the road.
And actually, I think that's a big part of this whole discussion.
Mm-hmm. Okay. My other items related to consent calendar are for a closed session, and so we're going to actually have a closed session prior to our regular meeting, which means we'll need to move quickly through the remainder of this agenda, and so I'd ask if you have questions related to other comments or other items on this agenda. Let's try to wrap up in the next 15 minutes. Any other questions on consent calendar items?
So just Ken is, he's telling us that there's always been four on the table. So I don't know if there was a miscommunication there. And as far as the old bands, he says they either go to other departments or we sell them following our procurement rules. So.
Okay. Any other consent calendar items? All right, student.
Not consent calendar, no, sorry.
Okay. Celebrating student achievement. Are we going to have all of our students of the month here tonight? We've got four of them.
I believe so. All of the four, I know which four administrators are coming, so if they're coming, I presume the students will be here.
Okay. All principals or assistants?
Assistants, and then Luke and Benji will be here. Jen Thornell will be here from Ben Lomond. And then Karen Harrop will not be here for post high. It will be Kevin Thorpe.
Okay. Okay. Who is our who's representing the FCCLA State Competition Awards?
It's Christine Heslop is going to introduce.
Oh, there it is, right there. Yeah. Okay.
And it's a parent teacher conference, so the advisor is going to be at the conference.
Right up.
Don't make it over. Sherry and Perry.
Superintendent?
Yes. Celebrations?
Yes.
Yeah, I have a handful, so.
Okay.
That's in lieu good. Of time, we'll save it for.
We'll be in suspense. Okay. Public participation. We still have the two on for tonight, Ms. Hewitt and Mr. Hewton. Okay. And increasing student achievements. Up for approval. The architectural services for Ben Lomond. Questions, comments there? BCBO, is that right?
Yes. Yeah, this will officially. We would need a motion to approve BCBO as the architect for the project and give us authorization to enter into negotiations on price.
How soon before we could have some drawings and what this thing will look like?
As soon as you want to tell how much you want to pay.
Yeah.
So the normal scope of things, I would say 3 to 5 months. If they put a rush on it, they could do that. So we can talk to them about that. But really, How soon do we need them?
Yesterday.
We talked about bid dates and timing of all of that.
There is really an art to that.
Mm-hmm.
And odds are we probably wouldn't put it out to bid until after the fall building season is over.
So for those who went on the field trips to Capital Facilities Group, did any of you see something that said, I want it to be just like that? Or did you see anything that I do not want it to look like that?
Some of both at every one of them.
Really?
Yeah. I think it's like you take, oh, well, we liked this, so let's put this element in it. That was my thought, is that there were elements in all of them that I liked. And of course, you know, there were some that were more flashy.
I would advise that once, you know, this action is taken, as we get into the design project, we can take other field trips. The purpose of the previous field trip was to try to get a feel for which firm we wanted
right.
to go with. And now that we have made that decision, they could take us on a number of field trips and say, here's what we've done, here's something a little different, and we can
they were very, I felt like BBCO was very much well designed with what you need, and it'll be the best facility out there until the next one's built. So, mm-hmm. really, that's kind
that
of
how it works.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, that works.
Okay. Don, did you have another comment?
I just think we could do that. I think very, very easily say, hey, we want to go look at some of your projects.
I think would be amiss to not do that.
Yeah.
Well, they'd also have them on where they can show us pictures of all this stuff,
oh,
too,
yeah.
I'm sure.
And that would be the design committee, or the same committee?
Or it
one.
Could be this board.
Yeah.
However you want to do that. As many as want to be involved.
Mm-hmm.
I think it would be important to do that.
Well, if you're going to have a design committee, I think it'd be valuable for them to see that.
Right.
Okay, approval of the IT security policy. I had a few questions around that.
That was fun.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Sorry.
Data governance was way more fun than
There was some reading of that I breezed over. I didn't get into the details.
I'm
so.
Kidding. Give me the Reader's Digest version.
The approval policy for student travel. Jennifer, you shot out a text with a question about that. Did you want to?
No, it wasn't so much a question. It was just that I have a little bit of heartburn with it because I worry as I read through it in detail that it's just, it seems very, very restrictive. And I don't know if I'm prepared to go that restrictive.
So as we, yes, and professor. Down at the state, you always have to wait until you recall the conference.
We're not
supposed to have it. Of course, I have it. Permission. So yes, and that's why we put more language in there, based on our previous board session, where we wanted a few more safety guidelines in there,
mm-hmm.
and so very amenable to the discussion as to how. We should look at that. We looked a lot at USBA's, Utah State Board Association's model policies, where you see a lot of that information in there like that. That's going to, and as you've articulated, the nth degree perhaps in some situations. So we can certainly scale back and revise as necessary. If there were specific things, we're more than happy to. We could also, to a question you had earlier, we can certainly pull the group together of administrators, teachers, perhaps some community members as to what would be acceptable. Because of the points that you were making about overnight travel being restricted to junior high, perhaps we pull that back. Because
yeah, when there's none at the junior high level, and yet all of our competitors go all over the place.
Right, there's
yeah.
lots of travel. Yeah.
People that live around my house. It's almost like they choose which junior high to send to their kids by what their trip is. They go to Spain. Well, now they're going to Ecuador. Well, they're going to on camera. Dominican Republic.
Wow.
And you know, in these places are like, well, you know, I don't know that I'm okay with that, but you know, the Redwoods, Yellowstone. I don't know that right now I'm prepared to sign off on policy that says absolutely nothing overnight for junior high. You know. And then there were some other things in there too that I felt were very restrictive. I brought up, like, last time we went over this, we put in the every other year. You know, so if band goes up to this band trip this year, the next year they can't go. And I don't know if we did that because of fundraising or we had too many people going willy-nilly everywhere. Or what? I don't understand why we did that. I remember that we felt like it was a good reason, whatever.
Yeah, it seems like there was a little bit with regards to your competitions.
But if it's a worthy thing this year, why would it not be a worthy trip the next year?
Yeah,
you know?
I think Joyce brought this up a lot, and I think it was just maybe a habitual thing. Oh, well, if you're in his class, you get to go on that trip every year.
Yeah.
And so it was just...
Well, and we had the band trip was constantly, you know, it was a vacation to Disneyland, and maybe they went and did something band-related while they were there,
mm-hmm.
you know. But, I mean, that doesn't have anything to do with how often you go. That goes with the checks and balances you have between the policy and the people applying to go. You know, does it have merit? What benefits are the students getting out of this besides a vacation?
I think part of it, well, so we had situations, at least if I remember right, in Ogden, there was a big deficit, and you'd have kids that would sign up to go on the trip, fee waiver it, and then drop the class and never even participate. So it's like, I'm in long enough to be able to get the trip, and then I'm not going to participate anymore. And by the way, you're going to fee waiver this. So it really was part of what got us in a mess. If I remember right, in Ogden, that was some of the things that took place. So, and I don't know now. It's been so long ago why we...
So I think there's some management things that could happen and practices and that can take care of things like that. But I look at, you know, 8th grade junior high. If you're an 8th grade junior high science teacher, why would you not be all over taking your kids down for an overnighter? You know, leave Friday, come back on Saturday, and go down to the West Desert where you can go trilobite hunting and look at some of the formations and the extinct volcano. They have the pumice mine, they have the obsidian mine, they have, you know, Topaz Mountain. Why wouldn't you be all over that as an 8th grade science teacher?
Never heard of it.
But if we put in here no overnight trips, you know, that's not a possibility.
We've never even heard those things in the 13 years I've been on here. No one's asked to do those things. So why? Why haven't? Why aren't more of our...
And there's another discussion.
Well, that's the 8th grade trip, the Highland trip, which they don't have a Supai anymore. And that was mostly focused on hiking. But now the trip that they do down to Escalante is very science-driven. And they have curriculum. Chris Fife and Jason, who've been running that, have been putting that...
That's been an excellent
history
trip.
And the science.
And we would want more of that. Well, and see, according to this policy, they wouldn't be able to do that. So
you're saying pull this? You want to pull this then?
Well, I'm not ready to approve it. And this is the second reading, so therefore, if we approve it tonight, it's done, right?
Pretty much.
No.
Literally. No, until the 30th.
Okay.
Well,
I took it,
you just wanted so they could do those type of trips, and I agree with that. That they should be able to have this thought out. And
you also made a recommendation that we bring in the secondary administrators to have the open dialogue and discussion, too. Is that right?
Yeah,
maybe form a committee
that you talked
time.
About is have it
maybe
having a group and maybe spur on some of those ideas of, you know, what could you do? What would you like to do?
So
maybe part of your motion could be to approve it for second reading and give direction to look at whatever before the next reading.
Or just give direction.
Well, in the past it's always been it's brought forward for a first reading. We approve it on a first reading and study it more and make some changes before the second reading, and then the second reading was always it. That was done.
Yep.
So you're saying it doesn't have to be done on the second reading. So if we approve it on a second reading,
why don't we
what
just
does that mean
it?
Then?
Just
I don't know what that means.
We're
still working on it.
Oh, okay.
Let's just table it.
I mean, everything's always been, it's been sports, it for the, appears to be sports driven.
Yeah, sports and clubs, like your arts and stuff, your band.
Yeah, which is okay, and I agree totally with things you're talking about, getting more, I mean, if it's worked so well for Hyden, which it obviously has, why aren't we seeing it at Mount Fort or Mount Ogden? Or is this just, I don't want to have to mess with this?
That's what I'm wondering.
I'm a teacher, why do I want to do that?
If we haven't had any, haven't had it brought up before, to our knowledge, that could be the reason.
Unless they're a coach and that they're dealing with a tennis team and occupy so much of their time, then I don't know. I don't know. I think we should have more things. I agree with that.
I do too.
Well, and the reason why I really went through this with a fine tooth comb, I was approached by a group that was saying, well, what do we have to do to go about doing this? Because they didn't know where to find the policy. And I says, well, we've been reading this policy. So I looked for red flags that would stop them from going, and there's a ton of them. There's no other way they'd be able to do what they wanted to do with their team. And I think it's a worthy, I think it's a worthy cause.
Especially if a coach or a teacher is willing to do those things.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And you got the supervision.
I think that we have a consensus to scratch that one for now. Approval on the sports complex overflow parking. It's a ramp grant, $270,000-ish. I think that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see that there'll be a, what do you call it, a sports booth or whatever eventually down the road.
Announcement
booth. I think that's great.
So what's specifically for approval on this is the contract to do the asphalt for the parking lot.
So
and that's Morgan asphalt.
No,
yeah,
asphalt.
I didn't know it was going to be asphalt. I thought it was going to be like a gravel
road-based. The scope, of the,
road
project,
based
the scope
thing.
Of the project will be they'll grub 3 inches of the soil off and then bring in 4 inches of road base, compact that at 95% compaction rate. And it doesn't mean it's going to be a nice level parking lot. It's just to make it a nicer area so you can bring a small Honda car in there and be able to park without scraping the bottom.
But Morgan Asphalt did get the bid.
But they did get the bid, yes.
They are an asphalt company. They're not laying asphalt. So
who's
got the bid?
Whose fault?
I'll take it.
That's funny.
But it did come in a lot cheaper than what our pre-bid estimates were, so that was really good. So give us a little bit more of that grant fund use. And how that'll work is we'll be reimbursed once we pay for the project and the grant funds reimbursed.
So the grant approved up to 272, but you're saying that the low bid was 75.
Right. Well, the ramp grant that we received is for three items. It was for the overflow parking, for the special needs playground.
Okay.
And then for the announcer's booth.
Carrie, thanks for your work on that. That was awesome.
Yes.
And according to Kim, it should be done for their first game, which is scheduled for May 17th.
Yeah. Yes. And it's a problem that parking's, when they have these big soccer competitions over there, parking is, it's been a really big problem. So it'll help alleviate that. So.
Okay. Land trust plans. So good to have these done.
Yes.
This is like 2 years in a row where we've got them done so well in advance. JM, thanks for your leadership there.
Thank you. And the team did a great job. And I have to give a huge kudo to Melita Gill. She has worked so closely with so many of our principals and sat with them. And then we even did some site visits. I went to one school and helped that principal, and then Joyce came in and read them, and Jennifer's been looking over all of the notes and giving feedback. So it's been a great project, everyone together, and they're all good and ready to go.
think that's one committee that scares me a little, because there's just one committee that scares me a little, just because
it used to be scary.
Yeah.
It used to be very scary.
Yeah.
And a lot of hours.
Yeah.
A lot of hours. But JM, I mean, she has streamlined it, and it is heaven.
We do a lot of follow-up and support throughout the whole year, and it just makes it much smoother, and it's become a good system.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, we're utilizing some of things that we've learned from that into some other systems and equity access and school plans and things. So we're trying to align more things in that simpler way, because the principals have given us great feedback that they love how easy it is to do. It's not as time-consuming. It's still stressful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they do great work. They really do.
Is this based on the most recent funding estimates or the ones they originally had?
It was the original, and then what they did is, because the state's website wasn't set up to accept the new amounts, so they made sure that their increased distribution portion addressed anything that they would want to do with that additional money. Because the state wasn't, even though they allocated additional funds, they chose not to update their website with the actual amount. So that's what we did.
Hmm. Very good. And then course approval for the course English 2200 at Ogden, and the digital business applications at Mount Ogden Junior. Any questions on those?
I know that it's W. Weaver is putting it on, but how easy is it to say go to Utah State with it? I was the only thought I had, other colleges.
So the universities have what's called a first right of refusal. So if Weber State offers it, we have to go with them first.
Right.
So if we find a course that at USGO, we've done that where they don't offer Weber State, we can get a refusal, and then we can take the class at Utah State. That's why our main partner is Weber State.
Right. No, what I mean is the transfer of credit.
Transfer of credit. And then, again, that's always going to depend from department to department. New legislation actually related to whether our teachers, who are kind of considered adjuncts, like when they get approved to offer the credit, that those approvals determine from department to department and often from school to school, from dean to dean. And so one of the legislative ideas is that higher ed creates kind of these common standards, which we're a little concerned about, because some of our programs in CTE, we have teachers with master's degrees, but they're not in the content area in which we're offering the credit. And so there's a danger. So the nice thing is, yes, because it's local, you can make those agreements, but sometimes they're not always as flexible as we'd like them to be.
For the CE English course, however, Intro to Literature Standard course, that's more easily transferable. The others are really institution specific. They still, value added and something that we want to offer in high school. And we're excited if 555 makes some of these
additional
options available.
Yeah, the offering's great. But
So are you thinking those items could be consent?
That's what I was going to ask. Of these items here, which ones would you want to move up?
5, 6, and 7, and then we take off 3.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And the sports complex would kind of be nice to hear what's going on as far as specifics
more
there.
More details.
Yeah. Just for the community to be aware of that.
Okay. You okay with that, Steve? I'd like to have you present.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. 5, 6, 7 will be moving up. Very good. Okay, any other questions?
And as far as number 8, we're not going to be discussing that because everything didn't come in.
I made the recommendation, I think, on the actual updated version, number 8's been removed. That is the report of the Polk Elementary School Engineering Study. Still waiting for a few of the estimates to come in. Actually, did I see a late email that came in today, Zane, with estimates, or was I seeing things?
No, you weren't seeing things. I sent it to you.
Okay.
Right before this meeting started.
Yeah, I thought I saw something fly in.
But it's a Google Doc, so I'll have to share it with you.
Okay.
Yeah, we just received those numbers from the contractors.
So we thought it'd be best if we tabled that discussion and give us time to digest it.
Yeah, we got it.
Minutes.
We're still waiting for one.
We're still waiting for some numbers from
VHB.
Okay.
The contractors.
All right. Anything else?
So we're going to have a closed session after and tonight and now.
We're going to have a quick closed session now. And so thank you all for being here. We're going to excuse you, and the board members need a voice vote to go into a closed session.
I'll make a motion to go into closed session.
I'll second it.
Thank you.
Yes.
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 Yes. Okay. Hostess Day, our board members, superintendent. That's all we need. Unless you want to be here, Zane, you need to be here for this?
Should be.
What be here. Be here.
Okay, then you can grab, catch the door.